Saga Egmont presents Keep Them Close by Sophie Flynn, read by Emily Pennant Ray. Prologue. One day, someone will find everything I ever wrote, and they will judge me for it, hate me for it, blame me for it. They'll pull apart my sentences, look for meaning where there is none, and miss it where it hides in plain sight. They'll call me terrible things. A bitch, a bad mother, a killer. They'll dissect my every move. Could they have seen it coming? Was there something someone could have done to stop it, to save her? But the answer is no. Nothing could have stopped it. No one could have saved her. My daughter was doomed from the beginning. And no matter what I wrote, no matter what I said or did before it happened, I was doomed too. Nothing I could do was ever going to be good enough. Nothing any of us does ever is. We mop up the piss, wipe the sick, feed them, clothe them, care for them, love them. All silently, all without glory. But when it goes wrong, when we turn our backs for a second, everyone is watching us then. So you can read my words and hate me for them. But you were always going to hate me, no matter what I did. It's always the mother who gets the blame. Chapter 1. Now. My finger hovers over the delete profile button. I hesitate, only for a second, then click. The screen changes to a bright white message box. We're sorry to see you go, mother of twins. If you change your mind, your profile will be available for 30 days. After that, all data from Mums Online will be deleted. Hope to see you again soon. My stomach churns. I don't want the option to go back so easily. I thought deleting my profile would be the end of it. It would be gone forever. I sigh. It doesn't matter. Not really. I'm not going back. I've made my decision. 30 days is nothing. I can wait. And then everything I ever wrote on this stupid site will disappear forever. Em? Girls? My husband Mark calls us from the hallway, announcing his arrival home. Where are my little horrors? I smile as the girls shout, Daddy! From the living room, the familiar soundtrack of our evening routine beginning. Each night at around 6:15, when Mark walks through the door, the girls stop whatever they're doing to jump into his arms. Hearing their squeals, I shut my laptop screen and walk from the kitchen to the hallway to watch the display. Sure enough, the girls are already clambering over Mark. Ella giggles excitedly as he picks her up in one arm and Lara in the other. Mark calls me over to join the family hug, and my heart tugs, desperate to block out any thoughts of Mums Online. Hello, darling, he whispers in my ear before kissing the top of my head. Which one do you want? He jiggles the girls in each arm, offering them up to me. Their squeals are piercing, but the noise no longer grates on my ears. Now, it fills me with the kind of happiness I was starting to forget could exist at all. Mummy, me, mummy! Lara squeals, reaching her chubby arms out to me. They say parents shouldn't have favourites, but I can't deny that if we could, Lara would be mine. She is the youngest, technically, though only by 10 minutes, as both girls were born by caesarean. But even if Lara hadn't joined the world after her sister, she'd still be the baby. It's in every element of her character. Though they only recently turned 4, their personalities are already deeply ingrained. Ella is more like Mark, commanding, sure of herself, defiant at her worst, brilliant at her best. Come on then, I tell Lara, taking her from Mark. She wraps her arms around my neck as I carry her into the kitchen. Mark follows with Ella, who loudly chatters to him about her day.